This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, as we promised. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats, you may have won two tickets right now to see Disturbed by just dialing the Sickness 25th Anniversary Tour. Monday, March 17th, Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events. I'm going to channel my inner Bill Maher. This is Grant Maher here with a new rule. You ready for this?
Go on.
New rule. If you beat the same team twice in 24 hours, you should get a bonus point. So the Caps beat the Flyers last night in Philly. You get 2 points for that.
Mm-hmm.
They play them tonight at Capital One Arena. You get 2 points if you beat them tonight. I want a bonus fifth point if you have a home and home, which are rare anyway. That's hard to do. Let's give that bonus fifth point.
Are there any teams that don't get those over the course of the year? I imagine everyone would get something like that, a home and home for scheduling ease.
Good question. I don't know that everyone has one, but I would think rarely, you know, the teams that have a bunch of clubs close, you probably get one or two over the course of a season.
So my only problem is, can it be something that Pittsburgh doesn't get?
Sure.
I mean, then I'm in.
The Penguins definitely have some of those home and homes, I would think, with Philly. But yes, sure, we could ban the Penguins from the fifth bonus point.
Now we're talking. That's a good rule.
I think that sounds like something every team would sign off on.
Mm-hmm.
The DMV's football team has a bright future. It's time for you to plan yours as well. The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm, Condori & Murad, will help you update your last will and testament, set up a trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today by going to kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you, get a discount. kmlawyers.com. We'll cover the Caps with our buddy Alexa Landestoy and the Commanders with Johnny Cakes Auville coming up on the Blitz. Let's get things going with the NFL. And we begin with Benjamin Brown covering the National Football League. Ben, how about the big trade today for the Chiefs? They bring in DeAndre Hopkins. How much does he have left and how much will he help Kansas City?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously as far as like who's still available out there in the veteran receiver market, I do think, you know, DeAndre Hopkins to Kansas City makes a ton of sense. You know, obviously, you know, with what they've lost in Rashee Rice, I think they still have some field stretchers kind of that can produce, I would say, in enough chunks, but they really need a guy, you know, when the play breaks down, Patrick Mahomes is scrambling, who's a guy that's going to be, you know, 1 or 2 yards past the sticks, open, you know, along the sidelines. And that's kind of where DeAndre Hopkins has definitely made a living, especially in the twilight years of his career. And I think very much, you know, that's where he is really going to be a boon to where they want to be offensively. I know that's been a spot where Travis Kelce has been at in previous seasons, but I think an additional guy there, along with some field stretching components that they still have in Xavier Worthy, is going to open things up for them offensively. And I do think it is, you know, kind of a resounding success for the Kansas City Chiefs, and they didn't have to give up a whole lot to add a veteran receiver that I think is very much going to contribute to, you know, what could very easily be another championship-type window.
Benjamin, do you expect any Rams to be traded? Maybe something in the realm of a Cooper Kupp or a Matt Stafford?
I think the Matt Stafford one is a little bit more complicated. To me, it seems like, you know, and I think a lot of shrewd teams do this, but obviously, you know, you take a look at the stands, you understand where you're at, and there is a lot of, you know, teams that are really poor this season, and I think it leaves in a lot of ways the upper echelon of teams, it does feel like a little bit more wide open. And I think for that reason, we could see some more player movement than what we've seen in years prior. And I think Cooper Kupp kind of sits at like the forefront of that. You know, veteran receivers have been a pretty hot commodity. Depending on what the Rams are kind of willing to part with him for, I think in a lot of ways he could fill a lot of roles for a number of needy teams that do need some wide receiver depth. So I wouldn't be at all surprised to see Cooper Kupp move on. You know, Matthew Stafford, you know, there's obviously some quarterback injuries floating around, but to me, I think he's a little bit more locked in and entrenched, and I would be very much surprised if we see his sort of name called before the trade deadline happens coming up here in the week.
The Bucks had a disastrous game in primetime where they lost Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. They're tied for first place. I think they're playing a first place game this weekend. How do you see their road ahead, the NFC South, right now?
Yeah, I think it's difficult. I think the best of what we've seen from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is probably behind them at this point in time. And I think in a lot of ways that was maybe the synopsis of where we're at with the NFC South in general. You know, obviously the Falcons struggled early on, but, you know, they are kind of hitting the Bucs at the right time coming up here this weekend, 2.5 point, road favorites as well. So the betting market is definitely leaning in their direction. I think if, you know, both these teams were, healthy with where they are to start the season, this is probably an even matchup on a neutral setting, which means we probably have a flip spread here to, you know, the Buccaneers being -2, -1.5 maybe. But given the rash of injuries and the long-term outlook for them, I just don't see Baker Mayfield having as much success as he had, you know, the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season. And it does seem like the Falcons have at least started to kind of figure out this Kirk Cousins-led offense and where a lot of pieces fit in place. And it does seem like Drake London is, you know, finally kind of starting to emerge as, you know, a legitimate number one wide receiver option, but also a guy that can be, you know, a top 10 type of receiver from a production standpoint at the position. And I think for that reason, you know, that's going to be enough to probably win the NFC South. And I think we are going to see, you know, the Falcons kind of showcase that second half type look coming up here on Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ben, use whatever adjectives you want. I think everybody in the NFC North is at least good, if not very good, maybe even great when playing at their best. Go through each team. How good is each one?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, what you've seen from the Lions the past 2 weeks, you know, to me looks like the best team in the NFC. I know, you know, there's maybe still a case to be made for the 49ers, you know, Washington Commanders as well, but, you know, coming into Minnesota, beating the, you know, undefeated Minnesota Vikings, especially in the fashion in which they didn't get a ton of breaks early on in that game and kind of came back from a pretty decent deficit. Like, they are kind of the team to beat. And I think when you look around the rest of the NFC, you know, I think there's a case to be made that the Vikings could, you know, if they're not too, probably the third or fourth best team, you know, in the conference. And I think, you know, numbers 2 through 4 are probably a little bit more up in the air right now. So I think from that perspective, you know, they have the two of the top four teams, you know, in the conference, in that particular division. Caleb Williams is kind of starting to hit his stride, and we haven't really talked about, you know, the Green Bay Packers, you know, kind of finally getting their wide receiver room back and healthy and just how good they could be. So I know it's difficult, but, you know, all these teams, I would say, in a way, kind of look like legitimate playoff contenders. And I think, you know, overall, we're going to see a heavy influx of, you know, at least 3. Maybe there's a path to, you know, all 4 teams from the NFC North getting into the playoffs, but that's a really, you know, unlikely type outcome that is really difficult to, you know, stomach right now. But I do think, you know, 3 teams getting in kind of has to be the expectation for where the NFC North has been through the first, you know, 7-8 weeks of the season.
Ben, thanks, buddy. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Have a great show.
See you, buddy.
Let's talk hockey. My buddy and Danny, soon yours as well, Alexa Landestoy of Monumental Sports. You see her pre and post with Alan May before and after every Capitals game. Alexa, we'll get to the hockey in a minute. That's not that important considering your most recent Instagram post that I saw. A congratulations is in order.
Oh, thank you guys so much. It's an honor to be on with you. I'm so happy to be here. And yeah, super exciting news. My husband and I are so excited, feeling blessed, and the outpouring of love and support has been incredible. So Caps fans are amazing, and supporting the new little Capitals fan on the way. I think I got some name suggestions for like Ovi Landestoy. So, you know, we'll see if the fans get a say in the name.
So that's the big news. I thought it was like, I'm going on Great and Danny, and everyone was like outpouring of support. It's not. It's like a baby.
Close second.
Yeah, that's
close
good,
second.
Too.
Very close second. Alexa, I'm a Jersey hipster, as you know. I only buy sweaters of fourth-line players. I think I got to find a onesie of like the most obscure Capital that I can and make that work. I mean, is there a favorite player already that we're going to try to put him in the gear of, or can we get as creative as we want to?
I know. Let's get creative. Doesn't matter to me. Let's get creative. Let's have some fun. I mean, probably, you know, an Ovi jersey is like, you know, inevitable. And a good story one day. We'll see whenever the baby's born, you know, Ovi and where he is in the goal count will be a great story one day. But yeah, you're free reign, whatever you want to do, Grant.
All right, we'll make it work. All right, let's talk some hockey. Alexa Landestoy of Monumental Sports. You can watch her pregame with Alan May tonight. Alexa, this has been a blast so far. Five games in, four wins already, all of them in a row here. They've got the Flyers this evening at home for the second time in as many games. Are you surprised by how well they're playing?
Oh, it's been so much fun to watch. I think at the end of last season, it was a little bit of excitement making the playoffs, but a little bit like, okay, what does the future look like? I think we need to improve. We need to make some additions, but we got these veterans on the team. How do they make this all work? And I think dating back, the excitement started for me when we made those additions of seven big players joining the team, all under the age of 30, Pierre-Luc Dubois, Jacob Chychrun, Matt Roy, some of those guys to name a few. When those additions were made, it got me so excited for the start of the season. And then to see their play so far, I mean, when you look at the numbers, 13 more goals than they've had the first five games last year. They've scored more this season in the first five games. So they're just off to an offensive explosion start. You see in the locker room, they're all already clicking. I think that had a lot to do with a lot of those newcomers moving to the area early, really feeling welcomed with the group that the guys have. But you can just tell they're having fun on and off the ice, and it's showing, and we love covering it. So it's been super exciting, and we just hope they can keep things rolling.
Alexa, I want to talk about the greatest goal scorer of all time, Tom Wilson. Besides him, Alex Ovechkin hasn't really gotten going just yet in terms of his usual offense. Got off that really slow start last year, then the second half kind of came pouring on. No one's, I haven't noticed, not complaining, because they're ripping off wins and scoring a whole bunch of goals. But what are you seeing from Ovi in terms of the chances, grade A, and otherwise?
Yeah, it's funny. We had Bruce Boudreau on our show the other day, and he goes, I think that was the first show we've ever done where we never mentioned Alex Ovechkin. Like, there were so many other different pieces to talk about. I think it's only a matter of time for him to get going. The excitement and what Alan has also seen and talked to me about is, you know, he came in fit into training camp. He looks like he's skating the best that he has in a while. He looks really good. I think the goals are going to come. Just a matter of time. I'm up at NHL Network here in Secaucus, New Jersey right now, and we did some highlights on Connor McDavid, and he only had one goal through five games going into last night. Put up two. I'm sure he's going to get rolling. So, you know, the stars of the league will get going. It's just a matter of time. He'll get a few under his belt and get a few more. So it's going to be exciting, but I definitely, you know, we see him being fit. We hope that he continues to stay healthy and then chase down the great one, which Ted Leonsis, Capitals owner, joined us for opening night and said he'll have the private jet ready for Gretzky when it gets close. So we'll see if it's near the end of this season or to start next.
That's very, very cool. Alexa Landestoy with us to cover the Capitals. One final one. Danny mentioned Tom Wilson. What do you make of him scoring in the first four games, five goals in those four games? He helps in so many ways, but that was a nice little extra touch from him.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. Tied a franchise record, too. I was hoping that he could be all on his own on that list and score last night, but unfortunately couldn't add to that total. But, yeah, just super exciting. I see his name now as being swirled in Team Canada for the Four Nations that's going to come up in February. So I think all the credit, you know, is going in the right direction. He's deserved it. I think the last, you know, evolution of his career has been he can do it all, but he's not just the tough guy that they want to have sitting in the box. Like, he's a guy that can produce for this team, whether goals, assists, points. He does a little bit of everything out there on the ice. So I definitely think the credit is in the right direction. And I think you see with bringing Dylan McElrath into the group, you saw he dropped the gloves last night. Like, I think they're bringing some other weapons to not have Tom Wilson be the only one dropping the gloves. Like, he could do a lot more out there on the ice. So love the recognition he's getting. And there's been talk, you know, the leadership he brings in the group, wearing the A. So only going up from here, and super happy for his success. The dad energy, everyone's saying. Him and his wife welcomed the baby recently. So the dad energy is working for Tom Wilson right now.
And he's able to overcome his hideous, hideous appearance. Alexa, thank you.
Thanks, Grant, Danny. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. That's a Tom Wilson joke. He's very handsome.
Handsome Tom.
Let's hit that local 53, Darius. They should change that name immediately. Who shouldn't change is our guy, Johnny Flakes Auville from the Sports Junkies this morning and every morning. Like at 4 in the morning, they start playing replays and stuff until 10, and then it's JP and BMH and then us. Casey, first of all, it's been far too long. Second of all,
yes.
How concerned are you about Jaden Daniels getting injured? Not just this week, but in general.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm like, I think I come in at like a 3. Just because ton of NFL quarterbacks get injured. It's not just Jaden Daniels that's getting banged up. Quarterbacks miss all the time. Now, does his playing style lend a bit more to him getting dinged? Yes, but that playing style is what makes him special. His real dual threat capabilities, the fact that, we all wish he had taken that one about 90 yards to the house on the play that he got injured. He cut it back inside for whatever reason. I'm not going to question him. He's an elite athlete. And, again, I'm just a dork that plays fantasy football. So, please, do whatever you need to do, Jaden. But I'm on a 3 on a 10 scale. I'm worried about him getting injured short-term and long-term.
If you were the consultant they brought in to determine whether he plays this week or not, what would you need to see?
First of all, I would love to be an overpaid consultant to the Commanders or any other professional sporting organization. So if anybody would like to reach out, that would be great. I think it's pretty simple. Like if he's pain-free and he's good to go and he can make all the throws and he can do all the things that make him special, play him. But if he's still wincing in pain and can't make the throws and is laboring and, you know, he's just stuck back in the pocket and can't run with, you know, the ease that he's used to, then I would advise them with my sage wisdom to keep him on the shelf for a week and let him heal. That would be my advice going forward.
How big a deal is this Bears game? National media, the shouty shows are going to be like, it's number one versus number two. Caleb, and that's fine. Let them do that. That's their cannon fodder. But just in terms of NFC, that's another pretty good team. Just kind of where you at on this one?
Yeah, I mean, I was listening to you guys about an hour ago, and, you know, it's two guys. It's two teams that are jockeying for potentially wild card spots if the Commanders don't win the NFC East. By the way, that's just weird to say that 7 weeks in, that if they don't win the NFC East.
Like in the weird circumstance, they don't win it.
Right. If by chance they don't win the NFC East, as everybody predicted before heading into the season. But it's going to have a little bit of the luster taken off of it if Jaden Daniels misses, and it's the Marcus Mariota show for the second week in a row. But I don't think it's massive, but I'd put it as semi-important.
I think that's probably about right at this point. Do you think the defense is a lot better than it was early in the season, or do you think they played some bad teams here recently?
I think it's a mix of the two. I think they've obviously shored some things up to, you know, to the point where they aren't just getting dump trucked by every opposing team that comes in. But it certainly helps to play the likes of the Browns and the Panthers. So, like, as long as you're playing some of those teams and doing what they're doing as far as, like, holding those teams, like, 7 like they did with the Panthers, I can't remember the score of the Browns game, but I think they might have held them to 13 or 14 points. Like, that's a marked improvement from what we saw in the first few weeks of the season. So I think it's a mix of the defense is kind of finding its way, and it doesn't hurt to have some miserable opponents coming in as well.
Johnny Kicks, thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
Of course. Thank you, as always, for having me.
That is your Beltway Blitz on Grant and Danny. We got a lot still to get to on the sports front, including coming up in 40 minutes, we'll blitz the East, check in on the other teams in the division. Want to talk about Cooper Kupp as a possible trade target for Washington. But next, what would have been our double play? You can't play Is It Weird, but is it too much? Is it creepy?
Mm.
Do I need to hit the brakes a little bit? Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny welcoming you back on The Fan. 30 minutes from now, we will blitz the East, covering the Cowboys, the Eagles, and the Giants. Get you the latest on the rest of the division that Washington owns. They have manhandled the division at this point. A stranglehold, Danny, on the division. What would it be like to not be leading the NFC East?
It's been so long, honestly, since I can recall something like that happening. So, I don't know. It's an unfamiliar feeling.
Completely forgotten. But it is time for a quick double play. I don't think we're going to play Is It Weird? Unless we can play Is It Too Much?
Is there an alt version where like Peck is like, is it creepy?
All right, I'm removing all names. I'm going to remove the company.
To protect the innocent here?
I'm protecting everybody, okay? Darius, Ryan, you guys are perfectly welcome to chime in at your leisure. So, I went and got a haircut. I don't know if you guys could tell because nobody's told me it looks good. But I got a haircut.
I honestly wasn't sure. I thought your hair looked good today.
Are you kidding? It had been the longest I hadn't gotten a haircut in probably a year.
But you don't have like the bushy side thing that I get. It looked like you styled your hair today a little bit.
I went and got my haircut on Saturday. That's as much detail as I'm going to get.
Saturday?
Saturday.
What's today? Wednesday?
Today is Wednesday.
Oh, that doesn't look good for us.
No, it doesn't. But that's fine. Sorry, honey. You guys typically try not to mention my appearance. You know, it's a source of probably sour subject around these parts.
But your hair, the hair is your thing. You notice hair. You want people to notice
I'll
hair.
Tell you this, if
you're the hair
guy. If any of you guys got a haircut on Saturday, you'd have heard about it from me by now.
Right.
But that's fine.
With so many follow-up questions, by the way, like, why did you do that? What'd you tell the barber? Would you tell everything about telling him something different? Why'd you do that?
Danny just desperately more and more wants to get into the military. I mean, can we all agree? Like, sometimes Claire and I look at each other and we're like, Lieutenant Colonel, reporting for duty.
And it's funny every time, I promise you. But I just don't want puffy sides.
What's that?
It's Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, Lieutenant Dan.
I get it. No, I just don't want puffy sides. I want them gone. So whatever happens with that is fine by me.
So here's what happened.
Yep.
I go to a place. There's a few places I get a haircut. I am always a buy convenience guy. I have never, ever, ever in my life made a hair appointment, not once. But on Friday, because I had to make sure I was doing TV Saturday night, I was on the Altcast. I had to make sure I could get my hair cut on Saturday morning.
Right.
I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call over there. I'm going to book an appointment for tomorrow. So I did. I got off the air at noon on Saturday, and at 1 o'clock, I was in the chair getting my hair cut.
Okay.
Booked an appointment. When I get there, they say, hey, we're ready for you, whatever. Go on over to this chair. So-and-so will help you. And they spin me around. They put me in the chair. The lady comes over to cut my hair. We have a lovely conversation. Very nice, very talented hairdresser is what I'm going to say. Okay, terrific hairdresser.
Okay.
Okay? Very, very good at hairdressing. So we're talking throughout this interaction. She's being very friendly, asking me questions. I'm talking about my kids and my home and my wife, whatever. And over the course of a little while getting my hair cut by this very talented hair cutter who happens to be very attractive. I don't know if I mentioned that.
Oh, that didn't come up yet.
Very attractive.
Well, that's interesting.
It comes up that this person is new to the area, that this person came here by themselves, essentially, that they're just starting to learn about the area, that they're looking to find out more about the DMV and DC and whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's where I want your feedback, okay? So I have a best friend who is single. All right. My best buddy is single and he's like, these dating apps are the worst. I'm just not having any luck. I'm not enjoying it. I don't know how I'm ever going to meet anybody because the apps, it's fun. I've had a good time, but it's not really getting me any closer to finding my wife. That's kind of where he's at on the app.
Wow.
All right. So I tell him, I get out of the haircut place and I text him. I go, you got to get on their website. You got to book an appointment with this person. You have to sit down in the chair like you don't know anything. Sometime in the next few days, you're going to find out that she's new to the area, and then you'll offer her to show her around or to get her dinner or something, and you got to take this girl out to dinner. Now, I also told two of my other buddies this.
okay.
But here's the point. A, is it weird that I'm trying to play matchmaker a little bit? Because it's her job. Like, she is at work just kind of... I'm sending people to her office, essentially, where she just cuts hair. Should I not be doing that? It's not like I'm sending them because I know, like, she's going to walk a dog past this corner every day or whatever. I'm going, go to her place of business and try to ask her out, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I told my buddy that, and then I it's actually only two guys that I've told this. And then the other buddy, I told the same thing, and now it feels like It's like, they're both going to book? What if they're just, one's walking in, one's walking out?
Too late, buddy.
Also, yeah. When they sit down in the chair, do they say, I got to be honest, like my buddy, we got a haircut here last week and he told me to do this, or do you never mention it? But then what happens if they do start dating and I see this guy all the time, we're best friends, and then she's going to remember that I got my hair cut there? Like, it's a little bit of a sticky wicket. So I'm wondering, first off, is it creepy that I leave there and this very attractive person I had a good conversation with, just a married guy with children, I'm like, my buddy should definitely try to take her to dinner. And then I immediately say, here's the website. Her name is this. Book an appointment with her.
Not only is it not weird, it's outstanding.
Really?
I love assists. They're so lovely. I'm done. I will never be doing that again. I'm very happy. I got a wife. I got my kids. It's over for me. If I could throw that alley-oop to somebody and vicariously live in those moments,
right,
which I'll never experience again, I get so much joy from
that. She's a catch.
I love it so
much. This girl's a catch.
Yes. Throw the assist to your friend. Now, the idea that you told multiple guys that's tough.
So you think that was a bridge too far?
Yeah, that's the part it's a little
weird. So I have two buddies who happen to be single,
yep,
right? Both of whom who are, you know, when you're my age and you're single, and I haven't been single at my age, but I'd imagine there is a, you're not trying to like have some 3-year slow burn. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you're trying to figure out what someone's about. Does this work? Does it doesn't?
You can surmise it to say you don't want to waste anyone's time. You don't want your time wasted.
I mean, not everyone's getting engaged on the first date, obviously, right? But occasionally,
yep,
that does. Probably never happens, I would say.
You wouldn't say it happens, yeah. Like a super quick commitment is like, whoa, let's all back off.
But yeah, it wasn't meant like I called like, hey, 10 people, first one there gets to go on a date with her.
Right. It's not a game show.
I told my first buddy, I'm like, hey, man, here's the website. You can book an appointment with her if you want. And he's like, dude, I might do that. Like, that's awesome. And I was like, I gave him the rundown, right? And then it just so happened, I was with the next guy the next day. And I'm like, by the way, told him the same
thing. Here's your opportunity also.
Exactly.
Anybody wants to invest can come invest, yeah.
I do feel like, though, if both of them go in there gung-ho and be like, my buddy told me to come in, then it feels really weird. Right?
Yeah, but that can also be a funny icebreaker where it's like, listen, I got to be honest with you. My good friend told me about you. That's why I came in here.
But should they even say that? I think they should not.
If it's spun the right way, it could be a funny... it could be a funny icebreaker.
I also think you could pick, like, feel out the vibes of the conversation. Because as I told my buddy, I'm like, okay, worst case scenario, you get a haircut. You never,
right?
There's never an exchange of, hey, if you want to, I'm happy to be that person. I just know in our conversation, it was very comfortable, and she knew maybe it was different because here's a married guy with kids or whatever, so maybe she's offering more information. But it pretty quickly came up like, yeah, I'm new here. I don't really know a lot. I don't really have a lot of friends. I'm just trying to learn the area. I need to go in and see the city and see what's what and blah, blah, blah. If she says that to you and you're my buddy sitting in the chair, that's where you could pounce if you wanted to.
I see.
And just say, I know a lot of things that are fun in this area. I know a lot of restaurants.
I know of restaurants.
I could take you to one of them. How about next Tuesday at 8?
By the way, could you write down all the info for me? I have a couple of single friends, too. I'll send them.
Can you imagine? Just a line out the door at this place.
I was told to be here.
Donks walking in. What do you think, Darius? Is any part of it a little bit creepy?
Just the potential that both of them could arrive on the same day and both shoot their shots.
Okay, that's the only part that's weird. It's 2 days apart and they both mention me.
If they both mention you, I think that's where it gets a little sticky.
Yeah. I agree. I think they should not mention me until like a couple dates.
A couple
down
dates
the road.
In, be like, so I got to cut. Yeah.
I think it's completely.
Or on
random,
the date.
Because she thinks it's fate that God just brought them together, walked them into this place. And then if you want to say a few days down the road or before we hang out, hey, by the way, the first time I ever went into your shop was because my buddy said I should and you cut his hair once. And then it's, I don't know. Then I feel like I'm. As long as she knows before she bumps into me and connects dots. Or we could also always make it completely random. Like, if I meet her through him in a month, let's say, if it actually works out. And by the way, if we get to that point, we've already won.
We've won.
Then who cares what she thinks?
Right.
Because she's happy with him, and you're welcome is what I'll say to both of them. But at that point, I feel like she'd be like, oh, thank you for doing this. This is a lovely guy that you introduced me to. You're my hero, Greg.
Yes. And you're the hero of the story, by the way.
I think I am a bit of a hero.
What are you doing? You're thinking of others in that moment.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is actually weird at all, for the record. But what I would have done, and I do believe there's a caller who will want to chime in on this as well. You should have told the lady that you have a single friend and tried to make that matchmaker with her
too soon.
Put it in the guy's court.
Ooh, I don't know about too soon.
Too aggressive.
It's not, though.
I thought about this. The entire time I was sitting there, I was like, I got to tell this chick about Joe. I got to say, hey.
Names to protect.
Yeah. My buddy. I got to tell her. My buddy's name is fine. You're okay. But I was like, I got to tell this.
He doesn't eat bread, this guy. He loves the Jaguars, so he's faithful even when it's bad.
That's a good point.
You know?
But the whole time I was like, I have to tell. But then it was a busy Saturday.
Yep.
The other chairs were probably, I could reach out and grab the people. And they were having their hairs cut. And I just thought, twofold. One, if she rejected me, I would feel awful. The same reason I wouldn't try to ask a girl out at a bar. Like, if she's like, oh, no, that's okay, thanks, though. Like, I'm just trying to cut your hair. You don't need to set me up with a guy. Like, that would mortify me. I just thought it was a bridge too far to try to set her up while she... It feels like if someone's shining your shoe or something, or giving you a massage or whatever, like, they're working... You can't like be like, hey, you know, I've got this friend. Like, it just seems so weird. So I didn't want to do that. I just wanted to leave there and immediately tell my buddy to go get his haircut. I have her name. I have what seat he needs to go to. I've got the whole deal. I got it all lined up. All you got to do is be charming. Don't screw it up. Ready, break.
Ready to go.
Let's go to Kevin in Centerville on G&D. What's up, Kev?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Granddaddy. So... Okay, I heard all that explanation, and I have to ask. So instead of you shooting the shot for your friend, you're having them shoot the shot for you. See, the woman can't get away, right? She has to smile. She has to do everything that she's supposed to do, and she can. There's no way for her to get out. And then
she can't bail on the haircut mid haircut because he's
right. But
then have the guy. So have the guy. So one of your friends asks, right? I need to ask you out. Now she has to, if she says no, right, now she has to wonder, okay, is this guy going to come back to my place of where I work, where I'm just trying to get my feet settled
exactly.
On a job in here, and now I've got to worry, maybe there's a stalker situation happening. Oh, there's multiple people coming in now?
Yeah, because Grant has a bunch of buddies.
That's where I don't want her to be uncomfortable. It's a harmless thing. With decent guys, but she doesn't know that.
Well, so I think to his point, though, to play that out, to play us out, what does it even mean? I think that means that you should have been like, listen, I got a buddy. And then if she says no right there, he doesn't have to do the thing where he books an appointment, tips her, goes through the entire charade, and then like, by the way, I'd love to take you out. Like, you know what I mean? Because that's the more awkward part that he's talking about.
I agree with that. But I will say this. If we were alone and or there wasn't an audience, I think I might have been like, hey, totally weird and probably too far. But
here we go.
I got a buddy who would love to show you around.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you guys would have a good time at dinner and seeing the Washington Monument. He'd be happy to show you around. Would you want me to possibly put you guys in touch? I could have done that. I just didn't want the possibility of the rejection in front of everyone else. Like, that feels like I asked her and got shot down. It's the same
Isn't
level
that funny?
Of rejection. It's just terrible. And for her, he's right. Like, I don't want her to be uncomfortable. Like, wait a second. If I stay here now that he's going to just send people in every week to try to date me, did I do anything that was a bridge too far? It's not, is it weird on Grant and Danny? It's, is it creepy?
Is it creepy?
G&D on the fan. All right, Danny, sum up the conundrum before we hit the phones. Grant and Danny, welcome you back.
Excuse me. All right, Grant gets a haircut. We're not going to say where, we're not going to say from who, or whom, rather, right? the person happens to be an attractive person. That's fine. That's great. Grant behaves himself very, very well. But as he leaves, himself. I'm just saying he did.
What is this?
I'm just saying he did. I don't want anybody tuning in being like,
got a haircut.
Grant was all flirty and weird. He wasn't. As he's leaving, though, he finds out some information about this person. They
give me their card. They say, book an appointment with me online. And the bell goes off in my head, and I go, I have a friend who would like to book an appointment with you probably online.
And also to date you. So that's a different kind of appointment to book. But what Grant thinks as he leaves, I got a buddy who'd be perfect for this person. And Grant didn't bring it up in the chair, but he's brought it up kind of after the fact. He told this guy, told a buddy of his to go.
I will also say this. I think if this person said something along the lines of they lived here their whole life or whatever, and like their whole family's here, I would not have been in this mode as they basically said, I just moved here.
Yeah, she didn't say my husband and I move around the corner.
Exactly. I wanted to be here closer to family. Basically, I want to experience the area. Where should I go? What kind of things are fun? It was very clearly someone who's looking to meet people. So that's why I kind of got into the mode that I did. And I told a buddy that he should book, that he should book an appointment with her.
And now you're John Stockton looking to throw the oop.
I'm trying to. But I also told another buddy he should do it. And that's where possibly this could get
weird. Well, there are multiple options on the play.
If there are two of my friends that go in within 3 days and are like, hey, my buddy told me to come get a haircut here. Then she's going to be thinking, oh my God, how many people is he going to send here? And what is this guy's deal? What a creep this guy is. Let's just bang through these as quick as we can. So be succinct. Let's see what you got. John's in D.C. What's up, John?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so my thing is, she obviously enjoyed the conversation like you did. She didn't think you were a creep. He mentioned that to you because she probably was hoping that you had some cool friends that you could introduce her to. That's why she brought it up to you. So I would give her a call back, say, hey, look, I have some friend I want to send over to you. They're looking to get a haircut, but by the way, he's single too. If you guys want to hang out a little bit, go ahead and hang out.
So here's what I could do, John, to your point, and I think it's a good phone call. If I get another haircut there, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I will book the appointment with her for like a month out, and then I'll go back, and if we have another decent conversation, hey, you said you wanted to see DC. Have you gotten into the city? Have you met anybody? I'm like not prying into her personal life, but have you, you making friends or whatever? If it still seems like she might be single and just looking to learn the area, maybe that's when I say, tell you what, and I'll act like
I just thought of this. It sounded like I discussed this one with of those dozens of people.
When that girl walked into Topgolf, he's like, oh, you pointing at her when he's been looking at her for like 30 minutes.
Was it you?
Wait, are you right there?
You've been there the whole time?
Exactly.
What?
Bobby in Alexandria. What's up, Bobby?
You guys are killing me.
Hey, buddy.
I've had worse haircuts than farm animals. And I'm thinking to myself going, he just said that. I'm all in. Let me go. Just tell me where to go. I'll be right in. I've never had a ticket. I'm not a convicted felon. Everything is lovely. I just need to go figure out exactly where she is. I'll show her the town.
There you go, Bobby.
Appreciate you, dude.
I'm not trying to hook her up with strangers, respectfully. All right, this is not some dating game, although I guess that would make for a good segment if she wanted to do that. No, it was just she seemed similar in age to me and my peers.
Yes.
I've got a buddy. He likes D.C. He likes to show people around the area.
He's good at showing.
He is. Rick in Richmond, what's up?
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, buddy.
Man, I love the show, but, Grant, I don't think you did anything wrong. She works for tips. She works for her tips, you know what I mean? So
yes.
She's open. She's not a recluse that's, waiting behind the closet. Now, if you go back and say something again, then she probably knows you've been thinking about her for the past month. So I wouldn't do that, but I don't think you did anything wrong this time.
Oh, okay. So
I see what you're doing
there. He says, don't go back and mention it in a month.
And also, I would say this. A month is a decent amount of time. And there's one thing I know about attractive women is they sometimes get attention.
Yes.
So you're running the risk of the well's drying up.
I would say, assuming she was completely single at the moment of our conversation, which I guess was not made 100% clear, I assumed because of the...
There were signs.
I don't know that many people. I just came here recently, whatever. There's a really good chance she's not going to be single at the... by the time my hair grows out.
Well, by the time the show's over. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like,
yeah. Let's go to Richard in Silver Spring. Hello, Richard. Richard? Yo, we'll get nothing.
This is...
Who is this?
This is Lucas.
Oh, hi, Lucas.
This is Lucas.
I can understand we got Richard from Lucas.
Yeah. Richard, Lucas.
Richard, Lucas.
So basically, I think it is a little creepy, guys. So I would just tell your friends, basically, just like you hook them up with a good hairstylist.
Okay.
Therefore, it makes you look like you hooked her up with some business, and doesn't make you look like a creep. They're just going in for a haircut.
I actually like
let
this
them shoot
a lot.
Their own shot.
I got a great haircut. I got a great haircut, bro. You got to go get a haircut at this place. Never mention anything and just see what happens. That would have been the play.
Interesting.
By the way, really funny response. I don't know if he was trying to be funny or not, but when I texted him about it and I said, dude, I want you to go here and I want you to, you know, meet this girl who's going to cut your hair. He goes, I'll have to ask my barber, which I just thought was so funny.
There's a great Seinfeld like about that.
Like,
that's awesome.
Maybe that's what he's referencing, but like cheating on his own barber.
Cheating on the barber.
He's like, I have a barber that I really like. I'm like, not important.
Yeah.
Please go get your hair cut.
Also, please understand what I'm telling you.
Right. He's like, I'll just have to ask my barber.
Less about the haircut.
Top of the hour on Grant and Danny. We will blitz the East. Check in on all the teams in the division next hour. Would you want Cooper Kupp in the nation's capital? And how can the Commanders beat the Bears if Jaden Daniels doesn't play? This is The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.